Now back to WLIP Mornings with Pete Sarzant.
WLIP Morning Show. It's Tuesday. In the studio with us, Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Pete. I'm doing great.
Oh, good.
It's a beautiful sunrise drive-in this morning.
Well, I missed that, but I'm glad that you
missed that because you're in earlier. It's kind of funny. I was contemplating that, going, "Well, you know what? Because this weekend is the time change."
Oh, that's right. Yes.
So next week I won't have the sunrise because it'll be an hour earlier. The sun will be up again.
And you know what? I still won't get the sunrise.
You still won't get to see it. No, because you're still in here before
that. I'll
still
be in here.
Right.
So it really makes very little difference.
You'll have to wait till June.
Well, you know what's interesting about that is I actually get the sunrise on the drive-in right before the time switches again.
Right.
And then we leap forward and I drive to work in the dark.
In the dark again.
So I'm a standard time guy because right. That would maximize my sun time. But anyway.
Right.
Digress.
You know, that is such a weird thing that we make this adjustment because I think we're one of the very few places in the world that actually do this.
I think Europe's already done it, actually, if I recall. If I read something like that, some countries have anyway. So,
well, and I was working with a group from the Philippines a couple of years ago and went through the time change here. And they're like, okay, we heard there's something weird that you guys are doing. It's like, yeah, the clock sets back. And they're like, that's so weird. So the time difference changed for them because they were like, they had to recalculate, like, okay, so now this is going to be 13 hours instead of 12 hours. But yeah.
Well,
but that, you know,
it's a quirk of American society. Western society,
maybe. We can blame Ben Franklin during the era of candles.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, anyways.
So, that's another old tradition. Halloween,
that's this weekend as well.
Yeah, so. It is. And that's what we're going to talk about today, trying to make Halloween fear-free. Because everybody enjoys Halloween. I mean, who doesn't love it? Candy, costumes, just lots of... chaos.
Bobbing for apples. Sounds
right.
So amazingly unsanitary.
Yeah, right. but then, you know, your cat or dog may not really appreciate the chaos that ensues. I know when we lived in town, we were on the north side of town, it was always chaos. And the dogs, we'd have to put the dogs up because it was, you know, the doorbell rings like 50,000 times. And we finally got to the point where like, all right, we're going to just sit there at the door. So the doorbell doesn't ring and drive the dogs nuts. But, you know, it starts really with the costumes. And I heard a crazy thing. We're spending something like $6 billion on pet costumes this year.
Just on pet costumes?
Pet costumes.
Okay.
And I was like,
let alone human costumes.
Unfortunately, it was radio, so I couldn't hit the rewind button to go... Did I hear that with a B? And I do.
I think most Halloween spending's in a B nowadays.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is just mind-blowing.
Yes.
So, you know, who doesn't enjoy a dachshund in a hot dog costume?
Maybe the hot dog.
Or a cavalier in a Ewok costume.
But do the pets like it?
But that's the question. I know that mine... I've got some photos of mine wearing a costume and they look like they were kids that had been forced into a costume. They hated it. So you do have to, you know, try that out. If they don't enjoy it, just don't do it. And yes, it's cute, but you know, take the one photo and then take it back off. You know, it's one of those things that if they don't enjoy it, it's okay. Just take it off. So try it on early. You know, if you're going to do a costume for the dog or the cat, try it weeks in advance, which means that right now you're behind the curveball because Halloween's this week.
This is it. You're early for next year, though.
Early for next year. And make it a positive experience for sure. You know, give them cookies and treats. I mean, if they're going to do it, I mean, they might as well get something out of it as opposed to just feeling like they're a laughing stock. Check for mobility. Make sure it doesn't restrict their motion. So that's something we don't think about. We put some really crazy costumes on and our mobility's decreased.
Yeah, I wore some masks as a kid. I'm surprised I didn't walk into a wall at the school Halloween party.
Right.
So.
Or some of those, you know, I can remember kids that would be the robot and they'd be in a cardboard box. It was like, you know, and so you have to worry that they're going to fall over. So, you know, you check their mobility and make sure it doesn't have like real small dangly stuff hanging off of it because you don't want them getting caught on things.
Right.
I mean, if they're going to be wearing stuff. And then certainly, you know, if read the body language, we had it was a witch's hat and a cape that we put on. I can still remember our dog Dizzy. She looked like she was being shamed.
Ugh.
She just, you know, hung her head and her eyes looked like this is so humiliating. And so we didn't make her wear it because it was just, you have to read their body language. They'll tell you, like, this is dumb. So alternative ideas, festive collars. You know, you can put a collar on that has ghosts on it, says boo. You can get nice little glow-in-the-dark ones so that, you know, you can even get the LED ones now that light up. So you can do those things. Certainly, if you're going to have them out at night, having glow-in-the-dark stuff and light-up collars is not a bad thing if you're taking your dog out for a walk.
Oh, yeah.
So if your dog's going to go trick-or-treating with you, you want to make sure that they're okay being out with a lot of small ones that are in costume, too. If you're having a party, now this is where things can get really chaotic because especially if you've got kids involved in a Halloween party, there's usually a lot of sugar involved, so everybody's hyped up. You want to make sure there's a safe zone for your dog or cats in the house so that there's a room that they can go to and just get away from it. Using fear-free tools such as pheromones, a thunder jacket or a thunder shirt, and then veterinary-approved anti-anxiety meds. Those are never a bad thing. If your dog's anxious about stuff, it's not bad to have a little med on board to reduce that anxiety. Keeping the pets away from the door, that doorbell, you know, bing bong, and then it just sets them off. So, you know, keeping them in a different part of the house, maybe turning the ring, you know, if you've got a ring doorbell, pull the thing inside the chime so that it doesn't ring. Watch the candy bowl.
Yeah, that's an important one.
Because sugar-free candy usually has xylitol in it, which is toxic. And then there's chocolates, which if they get enough of that, depending on which chocolate, it's toxic. So keep that up. We started getting to the point where we would sit outside the door, especially if the weather was nice. You know, I hadn't looked at the forecast for this week.
But it's going to be in the 50s.
It's going to be in the
50s.
Decent
enough. So
yep. Yeah, it's not going to be snowing.
No, thank goodness for that.
Maybe not rain. And then remind guests, if you're having a party there and you're hosting it, make sure that everyone knows not to share their snacks with the dog or cat. And then also, you know, if you've got them put away somewhere to stay out of the chaos, make sure that everybody knows, like, hey, don't go into the bedroom or don't go to the basement or wherever it is that the dog is so that they can have their peace and quiet. Because your pet doesn't understand Halloween. And then trick-or-treating, the outdoor safety, we've kind of touched on this. Reflective gear, certainly, you know, especially if you've got a black dog like we had black dogs, they just don't appear. You know, if it's dark or dusk, they're just part of the background.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to have something reflective on. I love the new LED collars, which lights up. I mean, you can see them from half a mile away. Make sure that they've got some sort of ID on their tag. Certainly microchipping is the best thing if they do happen to get loose, because that can happen. You know, they just get excited and they pull the leash out of your hand. Avoid crowded porches and decorations. That can be scary. So, you know, if they're out with the family trick-or-treating, just stay out at the end of the sidewalk so that they're not up there in the crowd. Mind the costumes, kids' masks, and flashing lights can be very frightening. So, you know, it's here again, know your audience. Your dog may not think that this is really cool.
The dog doesn't know you're wearing a mask necessarily.
Nope. Just a bunch of freaky beings out there. So, and keep it short. You know, it's supposed to be fun. So just, you know, maybe a block and then dog can go back home and chill. Try to chill now that it's had its anxiety ramped up. And then post-Halloween cleanup. Candy wrappers get opened, get them picked up.
Yeah.
You know, check the yard. Make sure nothing got dropped in the yard. So if you've got, you know, if you had a party and there's the backyard, I'd go through and I'd make sure the backyard's cleared up before you let the dog loose. Certainly if you're taking the dog out for a walk, out the front door, there may be stuff that blew in or got dropped in the yard. So just make sure it's picked up. Rewarding calm behavior. So if they're calm, they get cookies. If they're anxious, this is the weird thing. Don't tell them it's okay. Because you're saying their behavior's okay.
Oh, right.
This is, we don't think about this. Like, we're trying to say it's okay calming. And then what they're hearing is like, I'm scared, senseless, and you're saying this is okay. Okay. So I'm right in being scared. No, you're not right in being scared. It's just, it's one of those things. It's like you just work to get them in a different spot. And once they calm down, you go, that's a good dog.
Yeah.
And keeping your voice calm. It's one of those things we work with this a lot with the staff, because the staff's like, oh, it's, no. It's really, it's got to be chill. It's like, it's okay. You know, it's good dog. So lower, not grumbly, but just lower, easier tone so that the dog understands, like, this is nothing to be freaked out about. And if they did get into something, give us a phone call or call Animal Poison Control, one or the other. I mean, sometimes we'll talk about you should call Animal Poison Control anyway because we don't know exactly everything that goes on with various different candies. But so that's the thing. You can call them and or call us or your veterinarian, or if you're not one of our clients, call your veterinarian and talk with them about what the dog got into. Certainly, if you've got wrappers left over or bags of the candy, if it's something that you had there in house, that's good information to know. So make sure that it's fear-free. Don't force the dog to do things it doesn't want to do. We wouldn't do this on a daily basis, right? If they don't want to go out in a crowd, don't take them out in the crowd. And it's fine. That's okay. I mean, yes, it's cute that they wear the costume. But if they don't want to wear it, don't make them wear it.
Well, very good. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital, Pleasant Prairie. We managed not to reference a black cat at all in the Halloween segment. But if people want to learn more about Care Animal Hospital, how can they do so?
Or take care of your black cat. You can give us a phone call at 262-694-6515. Check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Dr. Russ, you have a great week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday morning.
See you later.
7:28 on The Morning Show.